Very good morning to you. Welcome to Our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Years ago, a very generous listener, knowing of my interest in birds, gave me some bird books. These were not your usual field guides or picture books of backyard birds. They were profusely illustrated tomes with titles like Birds of Kenya and Northern Tanzania and Starlings and Mynas. Recently, I pulled from the shelf one of those books, Kingfishers, Bee Eaters, and Rollers, and started perusing. The kingfishers, 87 species of them, were all pictured, overwhelming in their colors and patterns. I and others have referred to the American wood warblers as the jewels of the bird world. That description still works in North America, but the kingfishers of the world can certainly share the title. In this country, when we say kingfisher, we're talking about a single species, the blue-gray, shaggy-topped, belted kingfisher. In similar fashion, the Europeans have only the river kingfisher, familiar enough from folklore and elsewhere, to be called simply the kingfisher. But how many of us have seen or even know of the rest of the order? These birds show off a dazzling array of colors and patterns. Except for a couple of aberrant species, and the kookaburra is one of them, all kingfishers sport the distinctive oversized bill. Most, living up to their name, catch and eat fish, and almost every one is an amazing showcase of colors and markings, bright, beautiful, and striking in appearance. Blues abound, royal blue, baby blue, almost metallic blue, rust and fawn, lilac, various greens, black, orange, white, pink, even. And the markings are clear-cut and handsome, caps, bands, spots, throat and belly patches, and stripes. It's almost as if some creative child were given a box of crayons and then invited to invent new birds. And they're new to most of us anyway, since to see these feathered jewels, one must travel to the other side of the world. The majority of them live in the tropical Western Pacific, in New Guinea, Australia, the Philippines, and many other islands scattered about the ocean. Some species are native to single small islands. Africa, too, has its share of colorful kingfishers, as does South America. As I read through my book, well, less reading than looking at the pictures, I started wondering about sexual dimorphism in kingfishers, knowing that our female belted kingfisher has an extra reddish breastband that the male lacks. In this case, the female is the flashier. We know there is a continuum in sexual dimorphism in birds. At one extreme is the Eclectus parrot, the males and females so different in appearance that they were thought at first to be different species. At the other end are those birds with the males and females looking exactly alike, say the worm-eating warbler. In between, there are species in which the male is colorful and the female drab. Think ducks. So what about kingfishers? Well, drabness is out. Both sexes are beautifully colored. In many cases, the sexes are alike, but where they are different, there are very distinctive markings and colors to show that difference. Examples? Well, the shovel-billed kingfisher male has a blue tail, the female a rufous tail. The banded kingfisher male has a bright blue cap with blue spots on its back, and the female has a black and rufous banded cap and back. The name of the chestnut-bellied kingfisher applies to the male only. The female has a white belly. The male mountain yellow-billed kingfisher has a rufous orange head. A black crown marks the female. The male of the tiny variable dwarf kingfisher of the Admiralty Islands has a dark blue head, and the female has an orange head. And in three species of South American kingfishers, the female sports a breastband, the male does not. It would be wonderfully exciting to trudge through the forests of New Guinea or South America to try to see these birds, with binoculars and lots of insect repellent. Most of us never will. So I guess we'll have to content ourselves with looking at their pictures in books. Even then, the kingfishers of the world will amaze you with their colors, patterns, and variety.